Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Mello Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Good to be back once again, and today we're going to talk about YouTube. Raised a lot of eyebrows for you guys, and you guys are like, why did you just quit YouTube? And I'm going to talk about that because I have some regrets, you know, I do, and I might be able to talk about that as well, but, you know, I have a bunch of regret when it comes to when I was on YouTube, and maybe my time on YouTube is coming to an end, for me, so, for us, especially, but there's some good news in the process, and we're working on that, and that will be in 2025. I will talk about that in the end of the podcast. I'll talk about that as well, but you know, I know it raises a lot of eyebrows. You guys are kind of like, interesting. Why is this happening and all that? But I've been nothing but gracious and patient with YouTube. And, you know, I have minded my own bloody business the whole entire time. You know, since being away from certain individuals. I'm not going to say names. But, I mean, I've thrown everything away from what I built. I was like 119 subscribers, which is pretty damn good. We did good. But, you know, when we go to Rumble. Yes, I said Rumble. We're going to Rumble in 2025. I may not post up all the new episodes. I might post up all the old episodes for you guys to watch on Rumble over the holidays. Maybe I'll just do a couple a day. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna do some polls around and see what you guys think about that first. But you know, I've thrown everything away. Like what we built on there, we have to build up our website and community from there instead. For right now, we're audio only. Podcast, and I possibly thought about just leaving this audio only, but you know, a lot of the supporters still want me to do video, so I'm kind of weird looking at the camera, and it's just completely off right now. Something I'm not used to for me, but you know, mind you, we have indeed done well with. You know, the YouTube subscribers, last I heard, it was like 119 subs, and I had like over 3,100 followers on X. Actually, I can check that right now, because it's kind of been going down. It's actually below 3,100 now on X. A lot of people have unfollowed us, and it is what it is, right? It is what it is in the process there. But, you know, we have 96 on Facebook. We have 477 on Instagram. I'm thinking that is what the analytics. The stats are for that podcast, possibly. And TikTok's only at 20 now. I lost two people, but you know, it is what it is, and I'm not worrying about it moving forward. I know exactly what I need to do and to keep up, you know, building up this whole entire podcast and the podcasts, more than one, because we have two of them now. But I mean, the plan is, I can say this, once we hit 100 followers, we can stream on Facebook, and maybe the Christmas specials will be streamed on to Facebook. You know, I can also stream on Rumble as well. I don't think there's a limit for streaming on Rumble, but you know, that is something I'm going to possibly think about. That'd be kind of cool. But you know, being off YouTube now for a couple of weeks, you know, I feel a lot of relief. You know, I feel a lot of relaxation. I don't have to do a lot of like the shorts. And when we go over to Rumble, there is no thing the shorts on there yet. I don't know. I haven't been on Rumble since the beginning of the year, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But you know, there is no such thing as shorts. But maybe I can do like little clips, snippets, and maybe I'll just do some for like a promotional aspect of both podcasts. This is what's coming up on the podcast, and this is what you can expect on the podcast as well. But you know, you have to remember, I was been doing YouTube since the Video Project Team early years too, and we just started over 2 years ago, second anniversary of our second anniversary for the Video Project Team. We were, you know, celebrating, you know, our second anniversary, and it was like the really early years of, you know, of the Video Project Team back then. It was like January 31st, almost the 21st, January 31st, 2008. 2008 is when we signed on YouTube for the very first time in our careers. And, you know, it was a whole new thing for us. You know, we weren't, you know, used to what we were going to do with the platform. We weren't, you know, 100% sure whether we were going to, you know, what we were going to do, what the plan was, what we were thinking. But, you know, I'm glad we did. And it was under the name The Director 015, which still exists. I've said that many times on the podcast in the past. You know, it's, it still exists. I've been trying to get it removed. And, you know, I don't know why, but it's just dead. It's a dead as a doornail of a channel on YouTube. But, you know, it's there for memories now, for memory's sakes. And I know I do try, I've tried to, you know, mass report it, and that's not working for me. So you're looking at 16 years on the platform. So I'm about 16 years on the platform, and that number will not be changing now moving forward, because we are now no longer part of YouTube. We are now on our own, doing our own thing. We are just doing something different. But, you know, as the time goes, time to start building up Crispy on the Web Media, which we have. And, you know, the views have been amazing on crispyontheweb.com. You know, we've really built a good audience on there over the years, and we get over 1,000 views per day. Per day, we get over 1,000. And sometimes we get between, like, anywhere between 30 and 50,000 people on the website. Excuse me. We get 30,000 to 50,000 per month, which is pretty good. It's a pretty good number, and I'm very proud of that number. But it's amazing. Just building up the website has been, you know, it has been really amazing. It's, we've really grown the platform or the website, and we've really, you know, grown as individuals, as a team. And we have really, you know, implemented a lot of different changes since we left YouTube. I actually just finished working on crispyontheweb.com. We have now the 10th anniversary thing is gone. The 10th anniversary, tab is gone. We are now moving forward with, like, we worked on the on-demand feature. We have this podcast. The CEO show has two different feeds. So we got the archives. You know, been working on those things and making sure that it is all up to date. And we have been working on it, and it is all up to date now. And we're proud of it, and we're happy, and we're just so happy with our changes. Anyways, moving forward, I won't say we're not going to go on video again. Like I said, we are going on Rumble as of 2025. We're going to be there, so you can come and join us on Rumble. I think Rumble would be a lot better anyways. I haven't really revealed a lot of the plans for Rumble, but or the network especially. I'm trying to keep things a little bit hush-hush until towards the end of the year. You know, we need to start transitioning to podcast.com. For the CBLW show, as you know, CastBox will not allow free accounts. Well, this podcast is still under CastBox, and for the foreseeable future, I think we're going to keep Entertainment Man Podcast under CastBox unless they do not allow us to upload to CastBox anymore. Then we will actually move to, I can get it, transferred to podcast.com, and that will be a good way. Excuse me, I'm still fighting a bit of my cough these days, but we were switching the players, and then players got all messed up, so we went back to archives.org. So, you know, we've been doing that on the transition of no more YouTube. And we also put up images and on the website, so you guys can actually see what it's about and kind of give you guys an idea. Like a thumbnail on the website, which is kind of cool. But I really want to talk to you guys about, you know, considering this an update, life career update for yours truly. You know, I've really, really been working my butt off. And since ever resigning as CEO of Crispy on the Web Media, I have been very, very, very busy with it. And, you know, I'm generally pissed and upset that we were never notified that we have to pay now for that service on CastBox, but we can still upload on, like I said, we can still upload on this podcast, and we're going to keep going until they do not allow us to do it. Then I'll start, you know, maybe transferring over the feeds to podcast.com. I can do it too. I know how to do it. I've done it before. But that means everything will have to be switched over from, you know, CastBox to podcast.com RSS feed. Then we have to update like iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Amazon. I know Amazon Music. We need to get that. We need to get Amazon Music for the other podcast too. But anyways, during the off season, I'm going to work on the Secret of the Show stuff, get things ready for the video. Maybe I will just, what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to just put up the CBLO show episodes and then that's it. So, you know, I'm going to work on it. But, you know, the CBLO show will be continuing on the off season of, you know, of the, like, during the off seasons, during the holidays, the CBLO show continues, but this podcast will be finishing on December the 15th, if I remember correctly. That is, yep, the 15th. Because we're not on video this year, I'm probably gonna forgo doing the Christmas special this year. But maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how things go. But possibly I could go one more week. Could go up to the 22nd, for podcast and then return 2 weeks later on the 5th of January. That is a possibility. I don't know. Anyways, so, you know, the team and myself will be making the final transition where we are back to podcast.com, or, you know, we need to, put up all the episodes on the audio only feeds so we can get them distributed back out to, you know, iTunes, Good Pods, Spotify, etc. We're gonna need to do that. So, you know, that was something that we had on YouTube. We had both feeds actually listed on YouTube under the CBLW show, but, you know, I have, you know, that is no longer a thing because I deleted the channel and the channel is gone for good. I know I'm very late to telling you guys this. I only think a lot of you guys didn't even realize. I think I did announce it, but I didn't talk about it for the last couple of weeks just because I was so busy with the website and making sure the website is ready to go for the rest of the season, and then we can transition into Rumble later on as well. So, but, you know, once we hit Rumble, we can embed it to crispyontheweb.com, and then from there we can stop doing the thumbnails on the website and just do the thumbnails on Rumble down the road. Anyways, so we'll be transitioning into the CBLW show right away. I do have a Corner Gas episode recorded with Bob. However, it is not posted yet. I'm still waiting on podcast.com to, you know, update or to accept all their feeds. So we're kind of stuck at the moment. But we're going to get it up as soon as possible. I'll let you guys know. And hopefully this is a step forward with all the changes. That now that we continue to make this as YouTube, it's not a thing for us anymore. We're not going to ever return to YouTube. There is no plans to return to YouTube. I still have a personal account. I'm not going to say the name, but for privacy reasons, so people can't troll me. So I'm going to not say what it is. But I am around. I still watch certain channels, but, you know, I'm not involved. I don't interact a lot on channels. I'll just, you know, hit the like button and that's it. But I still have my favorite channels and whatnot moving forward. So hopefully this is a big step forward. Hopefully this is the beginning of what we want to do moving forward. And maybe going to Rumble was the better decision earlier in the year that we should have really decided to do. We should have really decided to do Rumble instead of YouTube, and we would never have any of these issues that we've had in the past, couple months now. So I think we should have done it, and, you know, I regret it and whatnot. But, you know, we're making the move, and hope you guys join us over on Rumble. I will post the links on the social media only. I will not post it on the audio only, but when I have it up, I will definitely have it ready for you guys as well. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for the next age of, you know, podcasting, and I'm excited to, you know, continue to grow this thing and continue to succeed in all the podcasts that we've done. And, you know, I have to thank you guys so much for everything you guys have done for me. It has been such an amazing, you know, experience doing these podcasts. It sounds like I'm saying goodbye, but I'm not really saying goodbye. But, you know, I thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys. And keep on subscribing and supporting the podcast and following us on social media and interacting with us. We're far away on Facebook, so please do, you know, go follow. If you have Facebook, please go follow on Facebook, because we want to get to 100. I want to do more streams for you guys. I want to interact with you guys more. And I want to get that page really, really built up well, so we can definitely get, we can definitely grow things moving forward. So, but those are the updates for the YouTube thing. We have been very quiet about it. We have not really talked about, you know, us leaving YouTube, but now you guys know that we left, and because of trolls and, you know, harassment. But, you know, we move forward, and we continue to grow our community, and we continue to be successful in everything, anything and everything that we do moving forward, because like I said, crispyontheweb.com has been amazing to us. It has been amazing to watch the growth on the website and see how much it's flourished, and that's where all the great views have gone. It's probably more popular than the YouTube channels ever were. Actually, I probably got more views. I wouldn't say that. I would say I think both did well. Both did well for us. But anyways, yeah, it just takes a lot of hard work and hours that growing a channel is a lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of, you know, countless, you know, always updating and, you know, making sure the feeds are up to date and all that. Now, I know with Rumble, there is no premiere thing, so there will not be a premiere, but it'll just be posted up on the Rumble feed will be posted up on the website and also on Rumble.com as well. So, you know, it'll be just a post up, done, we move on to the next week. Unless they implement something like that down the road. I don't know. I haven't really gotten into the Rumble side of things yet. I need to get into podcast mode for Thursday, because I have a podcast with Mr. Larry Reek is coming back on the other podcast, and we're going to do some Christmas recordings, and hopefully this week I will get the CBOW show out for you guys once we get both of the audio only feeds running up, one of the two feeds. I think it's the TV feed, I think it's going to be on, so we'll make sure to get that up for you guys. Alright, that's it for me. Might be a little bit shorter of an episode, and I apologize, but you know, I got everything done within 20 minutes. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe. I appreciate it. You can follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, fan page, the group. We have a special private group. You can actually find it on the fan page. It's under, on one of the tabs there. There's a thing like more, and there's like groups. It's on there. It's a private Facebook group, and we do a lot of behind the scenes stuff in there. That's pretty cool. You can follow on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys next week for another episode of NMM Podcast. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.